me start with a question. Do you love the church? Let's be honest. It is not always easy to love the church. It is easy to love Jesus, but loving his bride is another story. Like there is no perfect marriage, there is no perfect church. A marriage can work when we choose to love each other and stay committed to build a great relationship. Likewise, First Light works because it is filled with earnest and faithful people who choose to love each other and everyone around them, so that together we can make our community more inviting and more welcoming. I love First Light. I love my church family. There are many reasons why I love this church. You guys. You guys are the reason why I wake up every morning, and you guys are the reason why I can't sleep at night. But then again, I am your pastor, and so my opinion might be skewed or rather biased. In preparing today's message, I invited a few people to share their thought with me on why they love First Light as well. I won't divulge their identity, but I will include their contribution in today's message. And because we are celebrating our 13th year as a church, I think it's a nice idea I can title my sermon, 13 Reasons Why I Love First Light. We will do a countdown, starting with number 13. And please give a thumbs up now if any of these reasons resonate with you. But please bear in mind, we're not self-congratulating ourselves, rather we are sharing what makes First Light thick, what makes our church unique and distinct, what we stand for, and what we love to do together. So let us start with number 13 and we will work our way up to number 1. Number 13, one of the contributors says, I love First Light because we dare to take risks and open to change. Exactly 1 year ago, we did a very gutsy thing together. We changed location and changed our worship time with minimal fuss and drama. I pray we will never lose this sense of gutsiness because God is taking us outside the walls of our church into new grounds and uncharted waters. Though much has been achieved over these many years, there is still a big adventure waiting for us. While others may hesitate and not attempt to go, we will go where God leads us. Number 12, I love First Light because we value kingdom friendships and connection. We don't do things alone. We partner with others to advance the kingdom of God. It was through kingdom friendships and connection that God opened the doors for us to locate to LGCC. As we keep building bridges and learning to work alongside with our kingdom friends such as LGCCs and others like Sunshine FM, Water for Africa, Compassion, and the Sterling Pastors Joe Network, God will widen our hearts and broaden our minds so that we won't be parochial but kingdom-focused in everything we do. Now, just a heads up. LGCC and First Light, we are coming together for a worship and prayer night to discern God's heart for our surrounding communities and city. So, I would just want to get everyone, please save the date. That is Friday, the 30th of July at 7:30. We will give you more information soon, but really plan to come because God is going to use us to do great things together with our brothers and sisters in Christ in LGCC. The next one, number 11, I love First Light because we are diverse and intergenerational. I love that we are not all the same. Lots of churches tend to polarize into a particular age group or a particular group of people from the same ethnic and social background. Diversity is good because it teaches us to value the difference and learn to appreciate different aspects of what others bring into our community. I love First Light because it is filled with people from different countries, different backgrounds, and different life stages and different walks of life. Young and old, everyone is valuable. Young or old, everyone plays their part, and together we can make a difference. Number 10, I love First Light because we are not perfect, but we are passionate for the Lord. How many of you agree with that? I love our church because everyone who serves, serve as sons and daughters, not as performers to consumers. We don't do what we do to call attention to ourselves or to get others to believe we are super spiritual or extraordinarily gifted. Everyone goes through tough times and challenges, but they still offer the best of themselves to those they serve. I know one of our worship leaders have gone through a hard time on a particular week, and yet that person chose to honor God by leading worship that particular Sunday. Because that person showed up, God also showed up. We know God's tangible presence was there because you can sense it, and that person knows that everything he does or she does was never by their own grace, but through the power of God. Next, I love First Light because we welcome children and encourage them to serve with us. We have 185 people in our congregation and 58 of them are children. You can say we are rather fruitful. A while back, a visitor commented how she loves the way we welcome children to our worship and makes them feel they are part of our community. And recently, having our kids serve in a small way is a part of discipleship as well. You are never too young to serve the Lord. We indeed love their enthusiasm and energy. Well, there are times our worship services do get noisy or even messy. But we should never trade off the joy of worshiping together as a household of faith. Remember, when our kids watch us how we worship the Father, how we pray, how we trust the Father, our faith will rub on them as well. And they will in time respond to God in their own childlike way. One contributor says about our church, children's ministry, that it is fun and first class. So kudos to our Sikh theme. Next, number 8. I love First Light because we are willing to step up to fill the gaps. Often we are short-handed and yet we have so many of you so willing to step up and serve in various capacities. I want to specially mention Paul and Francis here. They are good examples of what I just said. Though they don't have much experience with you, youth, and still they were willing to serve them. Imagine trying to juggle a full-time job, a marriage life, and raising 3 beautiful kids, and still making times to love other people's kids and nurturing them to become future men and women of godly integrity and character. I'm proud of Paul and Francis. I'm proud to be their pastor because they are unselfish and they serve everything out of the overflow of the love of God. Next one, number 7. I love First Light because we walk in the light of Scripture and in the Spirit. Week after week, we are seeing the Scripture with new eyes, which enhance our faith journey like never before. We don't just love the Word, but we act on the Word. We have seen healings and miracles and salvation, and we encourage people to use their spiritual gifts and abilities, not just within the church wall, but out into their circles of influence. Number 6, I love First Light because we are generous people. We have an unusually high percentage of generous givers in our community. Churches can affirm grace without doing much about it. Over the years, I've watched dozens of our people extend grace to one another and to perfect strangers through acts of service, generosity, and words of encouragement. I watch how our people have go out of their way to give of their time and talents to people who could never return the favor and who may never even follow Jesus. When we do things out of that love of God, there's always the sense of His power of generosity working in and through us. Number 5, I love First Light because we release people to pursue their God-given passion. Well, as much as we want people to serve in our various ministries, we don't keep the best for ourselves. Right from the beginning of First Light, we're given our best and release them to serve in the wider context of the kingdom. These peoples are true sons and daughters who love the Father and they love to do the Father's work. They long to fulfill what God has planted in their hearts, and they believe they have been born for such a time as this. You know, sometimes what they do start as a passion project, but if God is in it, it will soon become a labor of love. When you serve out of love, you can never fail, because Paul tells us love never fails. Number four, I love First Light because we are small enough to know everyone and big enough to love everyone. I love this. We need to stop thinking being big is good and being small is sad. Our size allows us to grow genuine friendships and grow real contributors and not consumers. While we want our church to grow, we must never make number the end game. The good news is, since we have moved to LGCC a year ago, we have seen at least a dozen new people who have decided to call First Light their home. Number three, I love First Light because we are a caring and close knit community. I love First Light because it is filled with caring people who genuinely care about others. One of our contributors said, "We're not just a community, but a family of brothers and sisters, a family of brothers and sisters who shares each other's burden and help each other and help to carry each other every step of the way." In our current culture, now more than ever, people need to know we are a church who cares about people. I love our church because people really go about loving each other, and they love our vision, and they enjoy working together to advance the kingdom. Now, we're coming to number two. I love First Light because we live up Jesus and take his mission seriously. I believe most of you will understand and agree when I say mission is our DNA. Many mission organization leaders have often told me that First Light is known among them as a church that punches above its weight. Imagine that. Being small never stopped us from attempting great things for God. Over the years, we have sent and supported some 20 missionary families to places like China, Thailand, Nepal, Yemen. And recently, we have collectively sponsored some 99 compassion kits. And church, that's a record. Statistically, it is phenomenal for a church of our size. And now we come to number one. I love First Light because we put the focus on Jesus and his gospel. Quite a number of contributors say that First Light is a place the real gospel is being preached. It is indeed a privilege to preach and hear the gospel of God's grace every Sunday. Now, we don't preach grace as a doctrine, but grace as a person of Jesus Christ. This Jesus loves you, died for you, and now lives in you. It is grace that we have, it is this grace we have in Jesus that empowers us for righteous living. It is this grace we have in Jesus that empowers our obedience. It is this grace that we have in Jesus that we can come boldly before our Father, always expecting grace and mercy in our times of need. Legalism and traditionalism kills, but thanks be to God, First Light abide under his amazing grace. So now you have it. 13 reasons why I love First Light. How many of these reasons resonates with you? Take time to share with your family or your 3-2-1 or even your life group. Until the next time, God's richest blessing be upon you. At this time, let us pray. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Amen. Church, I miss all of you, and I pray that we will see each other soon. But God's richest blessing be always on you. Amen. Thank you. Goodbye.